This is another episode of Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC, celebrating 40 plus years on the fringe of show business. Stories, interviews, and comedy sets from the famous and not so famous. Here's your host and MC, Scott Edwards.
Hi, and welcome to this week's show. I'm sure you've heard through this series of podcast shows that I've done a mix of interviews, comedy sets, and lots of material from the 80s, 90s, and beyond of stand-up comedy. One of the things I did about 6 weeks ago was very popular with the audience, so I thought I'd bring back another version. Back in 1987, I produced a TV show called Laughs. It was aired on ABC locally, and it was a half-hour show featuring live entertainment from Laughs Unlimited. So what I've done is I'm going to bring that to you edit-free. I'm going to try to edit it very little, and bring you the show as it appeared on TV. Now, this week's show has headliner Bruce Baum, a very funny guy, also Terry Dadd and Tony Edwards. Now, what's nice about this is you're going to get a little bit of music with Tony and Terry, and Bruce brought a couple paper shopping bags on stage with him, and you'll hear he closes his set with a very musical use of paper shopping bags. You got to hear it to believe it. Anyway, it's a very entertaining half hour of stand-up comedy taped live for a 1987 TV show, Laughs. I know you'll enjoy it. Here we go.
Now, here's your host, Scott Edwards.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Laughs. What an audience. What a crowd. We got a great show coming up for you tonight. Later on, one of our favorite headliners, Mr. Bruce Baum. And right now, we have a special treat for you, a gentleman that's a regular here at Laughs Unlimited. You've seen him on some recent movies. He was in the past. He was on Star Trek IV. And right now you can see him in Hollywood Shuffle. He's a very funny guy. Let's have a nice round of applause. Tony Edwards right here. Tony Edwards.
Thank you. I'm going to wait till the midnight hour. That's when my love comes tumbling down. I'm going to wait till the midnight hour. When there's no one else around, I'm gonna take you, girl. Hi. How you doing? My name is Tony Edwards. What's yours?
Deanna.
Deanna. Did you know that we're having safe sex right now? Did you know that? Is it good for you? Me too, all right. I love it when that happens. Just had my birthday last week, turned 32, and getting a... What's so funny about that, man? I'm going to get on your case in just a second, because I can see you from here. It's a lot brighter than normally is. I was going to say that I'm losing my hair a little bit on the top. Nothing major, just a little bit. But, you know, unfortunately, there's a racial thing involved here. Because I'm losing my hair, and just because I'm a black man, I'm not going to be able to grow that long piece of hair on the side of my head. Right? And sort of loop that thing across the other side. That makes me mad. It does, you know. It does, because these guys get up in the morning, they don't need a comb or a brush, they just get up and flip that hair across the other side. Do you guys know people like this? Yes? I see these people on the street, I say, who are you trying to fool? Mick the Jones? I don't know. Well, I guess I don't mind going bald just as long as I go bald in a normal pattern. I don't want to go bald like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Have you seen his head? There's something wrong with it. It's like he's going bald randomly. He's got shapes up there, parallelogram, dodecahedron, rhombus. If you notice, he's got this thing in front. Seriously, looks like someone glued an Oreo cookie right on the front of his head. What the hell is that all about? So weird. I think it's weird. I think God is playing a little practical joke on him is what is happening, actually. It's true. God is up there going, look at Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Look at... Oh, that's right. I think God is black. Okay. All right. Okay. So. All right. Look at Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Now look at him. I gave him some fine talents because he can really play basketball, but he's getting a little bit too big for his britches. So I'll mess up his head. Because, see, God will do that. If you get too big for your britches, he will mess up your head. This is true. I give you another example. Don King. Oh, yeah. God was out there going, look at Don King. Now look at all the money he's making from boxing. He thinks he's pretty bad. So I'll make him look like buckwheat. You know? You know that God did this to Don. Don has no control over. I mean, think about it. Don't you think if he could change his hair, he would change his hair? Do you think he gets up in the morning, looks in the mirror and goes, yeah, that's the way I like it. Do you know what his hair reminds me of? If when you were a kid, did you ever have a magic rocks that would drop into an aquarium? That's what his head looks like. It's weird. But that's true. God will do that. You get too big for your britches, he will mess up your head. I'll give you another example. Mick Jagger. Well, God messed up his instead of his head. Who knows? Maybe he just looked up at exactly the wrong moment. You know, I was like, I don't know. Because Mick Jagger has some big lips. Some really big, big lips.
How big are they?
They're so big. It's really funny you should ask that. They're so big that if you see two little black kids sharing a Coke, one will say to the other, oh, come on, man, don't Jagger lip that thing. Yeah. Good night. Thank you very much.
Tony Edwards, ladies and gentlemen. We got Bruce Baum coming up late on. Right now, let's go to a commercial break. See you in a minute. Bye. Welcome back, folks. Hope you enjoyed that commercial. Right now, we have coming up a very funny gentleman out of Santa Cruz, California. Let's hear it for Terry Dad right here. Terry Dad.
Hot crowd, you're looking good. I'm on top of the world. Just got these new red shoes. And stole them from some little bitch named Dorothy. Oh, actually, I just got off the road. I was in the backup band for the Richard Nixon comeback tour. You probably heard of us. We were called Little Richard and the Impeachments. And it was a great gig. I'd come out, get tuned up, and Richard would come out. He would, like, bust right into the Richard Nixon theme song. Went like this.
Would I lie to ya? Would I lie to ya, people? Now would I tell you I'm crook? I'm asking ya, people, would I lie to you? I'm asking ya. Available soon on records and... just records.
Before I came over, I'm watching the weather report, and it hit me. I've never been able to figure out what the hell the weatherman's talking about. You know, he comes out with this little pointer. He goes, well, folks, you got your low pressure, which caused the acupressure to raise the pair pressure, which caused the high pressure to make the cumulus cloud look rather nebulous.
Huh?
I'm sorry, folks. I'm from Santa Cruz. Temperature tomorrow will be shorts and copper tone. Party. Huh? I'm thinking better yet. I'd like to see one of those do the weather report. I'd like to see Jimi Hendrix do the weather report.
Purple haze all across the bay. Partly cloudy with a chance of rain. Yeah.
It's nice to be up here, though, because I live in Santa Cruz, and we got all them punk rockers. You know what I'm talking about? People walk around and look like this. I was in the mall last week. I see this woman. She's got like a pink and green mohawk. She had 6 earrings in each ear. She had a fish hook in her cheek. Still had a little piece of worm on it. And I hear her tell her daughter, "Now stay close to me, slime. 'Cause the mall's full of weirdos." Now, I shouldn't tease her, because it's getting pretty scary out of there. You know, today. I mean, it's getting so bad they're putting pictures of missing children on milk cartons. We've all seen this. Budweiser's putting pictures of runaway husbands on 12 packs of Bud Light. You folks have been nice. I'm Terry Dad. We'll see you later.
Ladies and gentlemen, Terry Dad from Santa Cruz.
I hope you're enjoying this audio version of our TV show Laughs. I promise not to interrupt, but I did want to explain this next segment. Part of our TV show, we presented a series of videos produced by my partner, Bob Stobener, with Carlos Alazraqui. Now, that name may seem familiar. He's done voices on cartoons for decades, and he was one of the stars of Reno 911. So sit back and enjoy this audio version of a video made specifically for our TV show, and then we're going to go right back into some stand-up entertainment.
Hope you're enjoying the show. Right now we're going to go out in the field where we have a gentleman that, out of nowhere, he finds his own videos and he puts them on. See what you think. Ladies and gentlemen, Tony King. Take it away, Tony.
Well, thanks, Scott. Hi, folks. This is Tony King with another home video of the week. This one's going to be a doozy, folks. Here it comes. Ha ha ha.
This is your last chance. Your last chance to get one of the most beloved record albums ever recorded. Tony Sings For You is now available through this special TV offer. Just listen to these beautiful melodies.
I've been working on the railroad.
You'll also receive this bonus album, The Very Best of Tony King. Just listen.
Around the cobbler's fence, the monkey chased the weasel. The monkey thought was all in fun. Up goes the weasel. I'm not going to wait.
Now, how much would you pay? $20, $30, $50, $9,000! Don't answer until you've seen this! Tony King's fabulous record cleaner! It's fun, it's fast, it's easy, and it's fun for the entire family! Yes, both beautiful albums and the record cleaner can be yours for just $19.95 or 7,000 blue chip stamps! Yes, you get both the record cleaner and the albums or cassettes or reel-to-reel tapes or 8-track tapes or compact discs or 45 RPM records or 78 RPM records, beta tape, VHS tape, masking tape, scotch tape, or even an old sock. Well, write all the words on an old sock for you. Just mail the cash and you'll get the stash. And hurry, because our rent is due.
To order now, send 1995 to Tony King Album Offer, 1929 Folsom Street, cell 37, Folsom, California. Order yours today.
Wow, what a great film that was, folks. We'll have another one next week, and Scott will be back with more laughs right after this. Stay tuned.
Folks, go to the fridge. Commercial's coming up. See you in a minute. Welcome back to Laughs, folks. We have a very special treat coming up for you right now. Our headliner for this show is a good friend of ours here at Laughs Unlimited. Been here many, many times. You'll see him in 2 upcoming movies. He's co-starring in a movie coming out later on this year called Candyland, and soon to be starring in his own movie, Baby Man. Ladies and gentlemen, Bruce Baum, right here. Bruce Baum.
Red shirt for Scott, come on. Just like we're at Sammy Davis's house. Whoa. Doesn't advertising tick you guys off?
Yeah.
You guys seen these commercials with Mark Harmon? They got Mark Harmon standing in the middle of a Rocky Mountain stream. He's standing in a stream going, "Hey, only Coors uses the finest of Rocky Mountain spring water." Thinking to myself, "Hey, Beaker Lips, get your feet out of my beer." Saw this big business about the new crotchless pantyhose. The rest of the world calls them socks.
You seen the ones with Peggy Fleming? Peggy Fleming is standing by the side of the pool. She says, "Hey, anybody want some gum?" Everybody goes, "Yeah, me." And she throws it in the water. What a bitch. Bring me another burger, babe. I'll suck the bun dry. I get pulled over by the cops the other day. I'm with my wife. We get pulled over by the cops. And you know what? It was harassment. And you know something? I told the cop. I said, "Listen, copper, this is harassment. I've had it to here with you guys. And I'll tell you what I want. I want your name. I want your badge number. And I want the name of your superior officer. Because you're messing with the wrong guy. And this is not stopping here." And he was stunned because he just looked at me and went, "Can you roll down your window?" Anyway, they pull you over, they make you do the ABCs. Now, I can't do them unless I'm singing them. So I'm by the side of the road going, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And my wife's in the headlights going, "Do lang, do lang, do lang. Do lang, do lang." My wife's a pretty kinky wench, too, I'll tell you that. She likes to tie mirrors all over our body and then stare at the ceiling. I like to have a good time, but I draw a line, I'll tell you that. Oh, have you ever had that happen when an animal darts out in front of your car and you can't swerve, you have to hit it? Well, I know it's good for a couple of laughs, but that happened to me the other day, and I thought to myself, maybe I can straddle it with my tires. And I was doing all right, but the animal must have panicked. I heard it hit the back tire. I know I killed it. I couldn't even look. Ugh, poor cow. And that makes a guy like me feel absolutely terrible, because I love animals. I couldn't kill a fly. I couldn't even hurt a fly. Although I don't mind messing with their head. Matter of fact, what I like to do is I like to catch a bunch of flies, hold them above a globe of the world, and watch them all go, "I'm too high!" I made a terrible mistake this morning. I accidentally put my chameleon lizard on a plaid shirt and he exploded. I've been working with a group of people. We help handicapped animals. Right now I've been teaching dyslexic geese how to fly south for the winter. It's not that tough. You just put a map up in front of a mirror and they're gone. I was in Oklahoma City recently. Is anybody here from Oklahoma City? Because I'll tell you, well, regardless, Oklahoma City's got to be the only town in the country you can drive a Ford Fairmont into a parking lot and people come out and admire your car. You guys Springsteen fans? Yeah. Now, you guys bought that new 39 record set from Birth Till Yesterday? Now, I'm a Springsteen fan, but it's gotten to the point where he can sing about anything and make it sound serious. He could be going, "Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Whoa!" Some incredibly long raps before each song, too, huh? "You know, I'll never forget the night we decided to record that tune. I was up on Wendy's porch doing an acoustical version of Thunder Road, and my sister just lost her job at the laundromat. She was dancing on the dryers playing hacky sack. And we were just sitting up on the porch listening to the frogs and the crickets and Wendy's mom putting away leftovers, little Tupperware dishes, and sticking them in the refrigerator waiting until maybe later on someone wanted to come by and... I was feeling real romantic towards Wendy. Wanted to whisper in her ear. So I got real close. By God, I was so close I could feel the hairs on her earlobes up against my lips. I said, "Wendy." She said, "Yeah." I said, "Wendy." She said, "Yeah." I said, "Wendy, let it rock." And I remember her looking right back at me and going, "Don't ever do that again, you doofus! Jeez, your God, that hurts!" I gotta tell you, there's some... If you guys read about... They're letting people out on the streets now from prison that have no business out. Have you read about these guys? They got a guy. I know there's the one everybody's talking about now, but there was a guy a couple months ago who had dismembered his girlfriend and sent her parts in the mail. This guy is out on parole so long as he takes pills. Can you imagine being at a party with this guy when he goes, Is anybody, And they get time off for good behavior. What's good behavior in prison? You don't spill your milk? You move real quick if Big Al goes now? Anyway, I think we got time for one little magic trick here. You do magic too?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I do. As a matter of fact, I don't know, maybe I'm doing it wrong, but lately when I make love to my wife, I pretend I'm somebody else, and when I'm done, I go into a jealous fit of rage. So. Anyway, what I'm going to do now is... Roll, you pukes! Stroke me! Stroke me! Stroke me! Stroke! Stroke! Just lean on me, brother! When you need a hand, we are! Everybody now, we will rock you! Suck it!
There's a rider on the storm. There's a killer.
Chaka Khan? Chaka Khan? Chaka Khan? Drum solo for Minnegata DeVita.
I hope you enjoyed that audio version of our TV show from 1987, Laughs, which was featured on ABC locally here in Sacramento. But I'm sure you noticed at the end there was kind of like two closes, and because I wanted to bring it to you as full as possible, there was the close of the show after Bruce's set leading into a commercial, and then we came back from commercial and did another close for the TV show. So I hope that wasn't too disconcerting. But it was a fun time, three great comics, and Bruce Baum is still a very old and dear friend, and it was great to be able to showcase him on the TV show and in this podcast show. So thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with another interview and some stand-up comedy. Thanks for listening. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Stand-Up Comedy, your host and MC. For information on the show, merchandise, and our sponsors, or to send comments to Scott, visit our website at www.standupyourhostandmc.com. Look for more episodes soon and enjoy the world of stand-up comedy. Visit a comedy showroom near you.